Proclamation number 6956 of 27th of October, 1957. Blessing of connections from Earth to the Kingdom of Light. Rays. When the Eternal Love descends to you in order to prove itself to you, countless rays emanate into the darkness of this Earth, and attracted by these rays countless beings find themselves, to whom the darkness causes agony and who also notice the tiniest glimmer of light and rush towards it. A connection from Earth to the spiritual kingdom is exceedingly blessed because it is a possibility to also impart a glimmer of light to the souls in the beyond, for these keep themselves, especially when they're still very immature, near Earth, and through such connections they can come to the realization that they themselves no longer dwell on Earth and that nevertheless a contact exists between the earthly kingdom and their present abode. Yet even such souls are attracted by the rays who no longer have an earthly bond but feel the torments of darkness and darkened spirits. A small ray of light can now also give them a little illumination of spirit, and it is therefore a great blessing if a person enables the Eternal Love itself to send a ray of light to Earth, for the light cannot shine down into darkness against people's will. The benefit such souls feel when a ray of light also touches them is indescribable, and even a hardened soul can soften and give up its resistance, for it was love which had touched it and which also does not remain without strength as soon as the soul voluntarily finds itself where it beholds light. And if you humans now consider that every intimate connection with the spiritual kingdom, every spiritual thought and especially every prayer in spirit and in truth always transfers you into radiant light. If you consider that you are always surrounded by souls which are only waiting for the flashing of a ray of light because they have already been able to observe it with you, then it is a conscious work of redemption on your part if only you often establish this bond which enables the shining down of the divine light of love. For the souls in darkness can only ever be shown the path through a glimmer of light to you, where, through God's love and grace, the path leading out of darkness to the light is also shown to them. And if those souls only once receive light about the redemptive work of the man Jesus, if only once they can be truthfully informed of the greatest work of love and mercy which was offered for all people, for all sinners, then even the unredeemed souls in the spiritual kingdom will know that they themselves have to take the path to Him, the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. Then the small glimmer of light will have helped to ever brighter light, and every soul which allowed itself to be touched by the divine light of love will now bring large crowds of souls from darkness again and likewise seek to push them into the circle of light where it found help and a light which did it unspeakable good. Which is why it seeks to pay off its gratitude with redeeming activity. It is difficult to address the souls in the beyond who dwell in darkness, for they are still in the same defense as on Earth, and light cannot be given to the souls against their will either. But as soon as a connection is established between Earth and the spiritual kingdom, which is not concealed from such souls by God's grace, a quite human curiosity first awakens in them and they unconsciously enter the circle of light which surrounds these people in order to also be touched by a ray of light from which they then no longer want to separate themselves. Once such a bond is lifted again that the human being pursues his earthly thoughts or duties again, these beings nevertheless remain close to him in order not to need to do without a ray of light when it shines again. And therefore every spiritual activity is an immense blessing, for it has far more effect in the kingdom of the beyond than on earth, where you humans often have little success. But the souls you called out of darkness through God's ray of love, which you yourselves granted access to through your will, are eternally grateful to you. And if you still consciously call upon these unredeemed souls, you can truly accomplish a work of redemption of the greatest magnitude, for there is great hardship in the kingdom of darkness where many souls are already languishing for endless times and are approaching a new banishment if they don't escape the darkness before the end and allow themselves to be touched by a ray of love. Always remember those souls in prayer and often give them the opportunity to experience the merciful love of the Divine Savior Jesus Christ by giving them light through your will to help them by consciously calling them to every spiritual mediation. And it will be a blessed work that you do. Amen.